I got a question for you, Pastor Bombaro, that's actually about your context and where you're serving. Do you mind me asking you that to you right now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Meredith writes, what is the most important thing for a Christian to remember when they encounter a gay or a lesbian person? How to love them and not push them away? Question mark.
I would say that especially when it comes to church, no one needs to exercise moral reformation to hear the gospel. And that is the gospel that profoundly changes people. It's through the gospel that God puts a flesh heart in and takes away a heart of stone. So don't expect your gay friends to change their lifestyle, disposition, proclivities when you invite them to step in through the church door. That's not going to happen right then. But that's the context in which the Holy Spirit does change people. I would say that's the most important thing. The other thing is that we're dealing with the same kind of human being. There's only one kind of human being, and that's called fallen. They're fallen human beings. Homosexuals cannot make themselves into a different category or kind of human being. There is an element of solidarity in the fall that needs to be acknowledged even by the gay community.
Wonderful answer. With you, there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared, David says. Faith comes from the forgiveness, not from our own moral efforts, even though it does lead to moral change quite often. You're listening to His Time, your morning drive for the soul on Worldwide KFUO. We'll be right back.